This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Paige McKenzie is one of the co-hosts of Morning Drive on Golf Channel, also an LPGA member. Looking at the records, it's been 3 years since Paige was on the show, so it's a pleasure to welcome Paige McKenzie back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Paige.
Hi, glad to be back. I didn't realize, man, time flies.
It does. You were on when you first got the gig on Morning Drive, so it does fly by.
That it does. Well, thank you for having me back.
How surprised were you, if surprised at all, by how much the guys in the end embraced the Olympic experience?
I wasn't surprised at all. I mean, I feel like a little kid in a candy store whenever the Olympics are on. It's such an incredible event. I think they were maybe hit forgotten, the Olympic spirit and what it was all about and how incredible it is. And I say all of this without ever having attended an event in person. So it doesn't surprise me at all that they bought into it, that they saw it, that they felt what it feels like to be part of a team and a team that represents your country. To see all of the fans out there with their flags draped across the shoulders and knowing that they're not rooting for you, the player. They're rooting for you, the representative of them, the representative of their country. It's an incredible couple weeks, and I'm glad to see that the men understood, bought in, got it, because it is really special.
Isn't it funny how quickly everything seems to change, whether it's Solheim Cup, Ryder Cup, President's Cup, International Crown? Once you're on a team, things always seem to change.
Yeah, it's true. And in this case, you're representing something really great. You're not just, you know, a team that is hodgepodge put together. You all have, pride in what you're representing. And I mean that for all athletes within each country. And I think that's what the men took away from it is not the team aspect of, you know, Matt Kuchar and Ricky Fowler and Bubba Watts are on the same team, and Patrick Reed, but that they greater represented the United States with the other wonderful athletes from Team USA in swimming and tennis and all the other wonderful sports that are represented in the Olympic Games. And I think that that's why across the board you saw the athletes, the golfers there, really bond with the other athletes from other countries.
Scale of 1 to 10, how jealous are you?
10 times 100. It's so funny because I've always wanted to go to the Olympics ever since I was a kid, and go as a spectator and go and take in the games. And when I started working for Golf Channel, I thought, okay, I get to go cover it. I'm excited. I get to go cover it. Not go because I'm obviously in Orlando, but you just want a piece of it. You just want to be a part of it. It's magical. You know, you watch these athletes. And I was trying to put it into words, but they ask themselves the question every day, and it's, what can I do? What can I achieve? And that's the quest that they're on. That's the journey they're on every day, is pushing themselves to their limits, to see what their potential is, to fulfill that potential. And the only test that they have is the Olympic Games. And, of course, golfers, yeah, you have multiple tests, you know, throughout the year because we play week in and week out, but it's the ultimate test when you're on the world stage, when the entire world's watching, when it means the most, when you only have one chance every 4 years to do it, and then you get to put all the work to the test. There's no more greater satisfaction than watching one of the medal winners realize that they passed the test.
Are you in the camp that thinks that the men that skipped going are regretting it?
I believe so. I hope so, because it's such an incredible week that we saw in the men, and of course the women as well, that I would hope that they would watch and feel like they missed something. I watch it and feel like I missed something, have not being able to participate. So I hope so.
We're talking with Paige McKenzie from Morning Drive and the LPGA. I get a sense, and I'm curious if you're getting the same sense, that the excitement, the anticipation for Tokyo and 2020 is going to grow, especially when all of the golfers, men and women, come back and start telling the stories.
Yes, and hopefully between now and then, golf will be secured for the 2024 and beyond. Mm-hmm. We all know that next year is when they make the decision beyond Tokyo. So certainly Tokyo's golf representation in Tokyo would greatly be diminished, or the importance of it, if it's not secured for the rest of the, you know, foreseeable future in the games. But what golf is going through right now is not unlike what tennis went through when they first started in the Olympic Games, where not everybody bought in right away. It definitely took the early adopters to take it in and then to spread the word when they got back to their home countries. And I think that for sure will happen once the golfers get back to their respective countries and their friends on tour.
And in spirit of full disclosure, we're having this conversation really before the women's competition is completed. But would it have been better for the games, Paige, had with Henrik and Matt and Justin up there, if there had been a lesser known golfer on the podium? Would, because there's all of this talk about growing the games, and we had, you know, two major champions and Matt up there. Would it have been better had it been some lesser knowns up there?
Oh, we may never know.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily think the first year that would have been productive. I think to some extent you need to validate and to give credit to how great the games are. And I think in a lot of ways it's better that it was established champions that walked away with medals, because it becomes a credible, huge event when you have the best players in the world winning it. I think that in the future we're going to see the, you know, underdogs come up and grab a medal, and it will have great impact in their home countries. But I'm okay with, not that it matters what I think, but I'm okay with how it worked out, having three really great champions stand on the podium stand for the men.
Do you think it was important, and there's been seemingly universal acclaim for the venue, for what Gil Hanse did and for that golf course. Was that important?
Yes. Without question. I think it was important for, again, the credibility of the event. The men and women that are the best in the world, that play week in and week out, are used to playing the best facilities in the world. The last thing that you would want is a distraction on the because of the venue. I think that could have been a narrative if the golf course wasn't as great as it was. I couldn't believe the condition of the golf course. Julieta Granada came on our show, or on Morning Drive show, after she walked in the opening ceremonies with the bearing the flag for Paraguay, and before the women's event, she came back to Orlando and spoke of having grown up in South America and seeing so many different golf courses in that continent, how great the Olympic course was and how wonderful conditioned it was, what a great layout it was. And there's, to me, no better person to kind of put perspective on the feat that was required to execute that golf course in that country.
You mentioned the vote taking place next year, the conversation that will take place, the meetings that will take place about golf moving forward past 2020. What's your gut tell you?
My gut tells me it's going to stay. I think that because it's not unprecedented that you wouldn't have immediate buy-in from the top players, because tennis has been through that and has maintained, I think that has helped the golf's cause. I think because the women already bought in, it's really, we're only talking about a handful of people.
Yep.
Secondly, and most importantly, you saw the fan buy-in. My goodness, I did not expect to see the crowds out in Rio that we saw, and just hearing today about the television ratings in Sweden with Henrik in contention coming down the stretch, it was astronomical. We heard, at least it's been reported, that when he won the Open Championship, only 65,000 people tuned in. And then when he was in contention for a gold, 1.5 million in Sweden. At least that's what's been reported. So you're already seeing the ripple effect, or the Olympics is already seeing the ripple effect of golf in the fact that you're engaging people in Rio that come out to the golf course, a venue that's probably not that easy to get to. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not situated next to the Olympic Village. And then also around the world, you're seeing the impact that golf in the Olympics has had on the fans of the Olympics.
She is Paige McKenzie, co-host, Morning Drive, LPGA member. I appreciate you taking that. Let's not, sooner than 3 years next time, if we can, please.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I would accept if I got the invite. So
let's plan on it. I see. My thank you, Paige.
Thank you.